It's time for Agriculture, presented by Turkana Farms in Germantown, New York, a small-scale producer of heritage breed livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres. They also produce a full array of garden vegetables, many of them heirloom varieties raised naturally, as well as an assortment of berries, including raspberries, blackberries, gooseberries, black, red, and white currants, mulberries, and elderberries. And now, here's Mark Scherzer.
I know you're all accustomed to my ruminations on the state of the world taking primary place in this bulletin, and the sales pitch for the farm being distinctly secondary. I'm turning that approach on its head this week because I want to make sure I'm clearly conveying a message. This farm is getting back to business. After the death of my partner, Peter, I figured I had to pare things back to what I could manage entirely on my own, all while spending time to reconstitute a personal life and run my law practice in the city. The farm's production contracted considerably as a result. I think the reconstitution process has reached a point of maturity and stability. I've built a life centered here on the farm rather than the city, and moved the law practice here in that effort. I'm finding out how to integrate the farm work into the workday so that it gives me needed breaks from my desk rather than interfering with my work. I have a group of friends and regular visitors who bring me great joy. Several of them come in part because they find helping with farm projects to be therapeutic and fun. Most important, I'm happily partnered again. Eric, my partner, has a keen eye for what I like and what I can manage. He's encouraging me to reorganize my operations, to stop doing what I can't do myself economically entirely, and to do more of what brings me both pleasure and reasonable revenue, like raising turkeys used to do. All of which means the period of contraction is drawing to a close. It's time to take more seriously the tasks of producing agricultural goods and selling them. To that end, let me say far more prominently than I've been saying in the past few months, I've got farm produce I would love to sell to you. Let's start with eggs. A couple of weeks ago, I announced that eggs were back. I excitedly described pullet eggs, the first laid eggs of the newest hens, of which were entering the last week of their production. I expected something akin to Oklahoma land rush, when they opened the territory's borders to American settlers in 1889. 50,000 people lined up and rushed into the territory in a frenzy to claim some of the 12,160-acre tracts that you could own at no cost if you lived on and worked the land. Now, there's always a hidden cost to everything free. In the case of Oklahoma, that cost was paid by the Native Americans, displaced to Oklahoma from the Southeast a half century earlier through one-sided treaties that the United States then decided to one-sidedly abrogate. Individual Native American families could claim their own 160-acre plots, but those lots unclaimed were forfeited from collective tribal ownership. Similar land rushes were repeated several times in later years, and you can be sure pretty much all of the land was grabbed up. Not true, however, of my eggs. I'm bringing a lot in every day. The new pullets have now been joined by the older hens, who are starting their annual crescendo of egg laying that tells us it's now biological, if not meteorological, spring. Cartons of eggs are stacked up in the fridge. So in case my previous invitations were too tentative, let me send out the message loud and clear. Eggs are back, and I'd be delighted if all our regular egg customers were to return as well. The eggs are fresh, they're delicious, and it's more ethical than the Oklahoma land rush. You pay for them. Now let's turn to lamb. We had to push back the lamb market date from last week because the ground was a little too soft for our trucker to feel comfortable backing up to the barn. They're now scheduled to leave March 20th. This means there is still the opportunity for those of you who'd like to order a whole or half lamb, custom butchered to your specifications. You receive it all neatly packed and frozen, giving you a stockpile of lovely lamb for several months' use. Rack and leg of lamb for feasts, lamb shanks and stew for homey family meals on chilly days, lamb chops and steaks for the grill, and ground lamb to be made into dozens of enticing treats, such as the spicy Adana kebabs, which Eric and I will enjoy tonight. Finally, coming later this year, as noted above, our heritage breed turkeys will return. I know I don't have to extol their virtues. Many of you came to know the farm through our turkeys. I'm anticipating raising 50 this year, about half the usual number from past years, to ease back into production and anticipate a shrunken customer base after a four-year hiatus. For several weeks now, virtually every night I've had vivid dreams on the same theme. I'm trying to get somewhere. I can't do it unless I pass a hurdle, a degree, for example, or a test, and I awake at a point of frustration. The settings vary wildly. I've gotten stuck at places as diverse as a seaside cafeteria gymnasium in Turkey and a Long Island Railroad train in Patchogue. The dreams are populated by characters often from my distant past, college friends I haven't seen in years, men I dated a handful of times, but the theme is constant. Maybe the dreams are about the state of my world writ large, but somehow I'm sure that a farm that's been a bit sleepy is in my mind one of those hurdles, and that reinvigorating it is one way to get where I need to go.
Agriculture is underwritten by Turkana Farms, LLC, a small-scale producer of heritage-bred livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres in Germantown, New York. More information, 518-537-3815.